Hey, what's up, everybody, and welcome back to the American Horror Story Recap Show here on Variety Radio Online. As always, my name is Brancy, and I am joined tonight by Rachel. Rachel, how are you doing?
I'm sad.
Me too.
My favorite character so far has been murdered brutally by my other favorite character.
I know. Too much conflicting emotions going on in Chapter 4.
Wes Bentley, a.k.a. Ambrose, killed Cricket. Well,
why?
I don't know. He helped kill Cricket. I mean, I'm not really sure who. I don't know, but...
It was a team effort, but I don't understand American Horror Story. Why?
Ambrose, how could you do this to me?
Murdered Cricket. Murdered Dennis O'Hare.
Right? Like, this What's is the first episode we got him in, and he's dead.
I know! I'm like, oh, finally! He's not in that crappy, like, VCR recording.
The horrible beard.
But no. But no. Murdered!
But, to be fair, what's his name? Eli? Eli? Elis? Eli?
Elias.
Elias. Yeah. Was a dumbass. Why wouldn't you bulldoze that house? Like, why would you keep it?
He thought that he was doing a good job, but obviously he was not.
Moral of the story, pay your damn taxes.
That is the moral of the story. We are learning so many things from this season.
Yeah, like, I'm learning more from this season than I am from I ever did in school.
Honestly, pay your taxes, don't trust credits.
Don't trust credits. Speaking of not trusting credits, this next episode, we finally get Evan.
Ooh, I'm excited.
Happy.
They said he's not a producer. That's what Ryan says, so.
So he says.
And I just looked on Twitter, and Kathy Bates, like, quoted it and was like, just you wait. So I'm very excited.
Ooh, I don't even know what he could be or who he's gonna, I don't even know. I have no predictions.
Me either. They saved it, so.
So, the beginning of this episode brought some flashbacks with Piggy Man.
Yes.
And I'm curious if this is where the legend came from that the guy in Murder House was afraid of.
I'm gonna assume so, yeah.
I still don't get the whole thing, but okay. But I recently went to Halloween Horror Nights at Universal Studios, and they had the American Horror Story house, which was honestly the best house I've been in like, quite a few years. Like, it's definitely my top five, like, all time. All I did was, like, geek out majorly in the house. Like, I think they were getting mad at me because I wasn't really scared, because I was just like, oh my god, it's Tate, it's the doctor. Like, I was just, like, geeking out. Except when Piggy Man, that scene in the very beginning with Shelby, and he, like, she walks by, and he just whips open the curtain, that literally happened to me. So, that was not fun. And Twisty was not fun. For some reason, they're like, oh, let's put, like, four Twisties in one room together.
Yes!
That was enough. I did think of you, though, Brancy, because they had Dandy there.
They had Dandy?
And he was dressed in his crappy clown costume, and he had Twisty's mask, and he was sitting there going, I hate you, I hate you, I hate you, and I'm like, I can't be scared of you, like, I want to hug you right now.
Amazing.
Oh, that's it was amazing. So great. And they had the Countess, and they had Liz and Iris shooting up the place to Hotline Bling. Like, you really, like, honestly, if you guys get the chance to go, this is the best house. Or watch it on YouTube and just live through the video on YouTube because it was so good. And they had Edward Mordrake, which, as you all know, Wes Bentley.
We love.
So, yeah, and it was just an amazing house, and they did an amazing job. But anyways, yeah, so Piggy Man gave me flashbacks, and I did not like Piggy Man, but I did like the callback to season one.
That was good,
which
yeah.
Which I just finished, because I'm trash and rewatching them all again.
Me, though. That's interesting that they put it in the house, though. Maybe they're trying to give some hints.
They had, oh... Maybe. But they had season 1, season 4, and season 5. Like, those were the only ones they did. So it was like walking through all the seasons. And it had weird vampire creature thing that lived in the basement.
That's interesting that they chose to not do 2 and 3 because a lot of people loved Asylum. It's interesting.
Weird people loved Asylum.
We'll see. I don't know, but it sounds amazing. Wish I could have gone.
I mean, it's going till Halloween, so you can just come see me, and we can go, because I get discounts.
Yes, I'm poor, though, Rachel. Okay, so let's talk about Gaga, because what even was Gaga's backstory?
I don't know.
Like, I had to read it, because watching it, I was very confused.
I just finished rewatching the episode again because I'm like, I didn't understand what happened, and I kind of was like, okay. And still, I'm still like, okay. I don't know.
Yeah. It seems like they just were kind of like, okay, we need a reason why. We need a reason why Gaga is trying to hook up with Cuba Gooding Jr. So.
All the damn time.
Well, apparently Cricket offered him up, so.
Cricket is the best.
Oh, I love Cricket. Ah, why'd you do that to him?
But, plus side, all the spirits that are killed by the butcher are trapped there, just like they are in the hotel and murder house, so.
Ooh, I didn't think of that.
Mm-hmm.
Good point.
I was thinking about that as I was rewatching it. I'm like, I wonder if all these people, like, if anyone dies, and then what's-his-face said, whoever gets killed by the butcher and then her people are trapped here. So I was like, thank you for answering my question, Dennis O'Hare, whose name I can't remember.
Elias.
Elias. It's such a weird name to me.
It is. They
I
are
keep
some very strange
to say
names.
Eli.
Yeah, Eli.
Elias.
That's
his
nickname, I guess. Well, I mean, he's dead, so.
Whatever.
Ghost Eli is his new name.
Ghost Eli.
Oh, God. But, yeah. So, that eases my conscience a little bit. Like, thank God.
Yeah. So, maybe, I feel like maybe all these spirits might revolt against the butcher, or, and so. does Cricket still have his psychic abilities? As a ghost, like, what does a ghost psychic do? Like, and Priscilla.
Oh, Priscilla.
Who I love, because mm-hmm. I guess since she, okay, I've been thinking about this for a while now, okay. Trying to figure this crap out.
Hit me with your theory.
Since Priscilla wasn't killed during the blood ritual, she is not under the control of the butcher, which is why she can take Flora and they can go play. And she was playing with all the other people that had been killed by the butcher. So I feel like they're not really under the butcher's control, and it's only the people that ate the gross, weird fruit and then were murdered. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
That sounds logical to me.
But then I see Ambrose, and it's probably just me being biased and wanting, like, this, but he sometimes looks remorseful for what he's doing.
Right?
He has these little, like, yeah, no, but I'm being serious, he has these little, like, sad eye glance things, and I can't tell if it's just all the facial hair, and, like, I don't know if it's just because I can't see half his face, but sometimes he looks genuinely sad at what he's doing. But it would make sense, because he wanted to stop sacrificing children, which, you know, I mean, it's pretty reasonable. He wanted to go home.
He has a fair point. So.
I mean, he's got, yeah.
That sounds pretty logical to me, though. I mean, yeah.
So I'm waiting for, like, another mutiny, but, like, of ghosts.
I don't know.
Maybe Evan Peters will lead this mutiny.
I was about to say, maybe Evan leads the charge.
Maybe he's a new psychic.
Ooh.
Maybe he's the person that's doing the stupid special. Maybe we're going to break some more fourth walls. I don't know.
I would love more fourth wall breaks.
I'm literally spitballing here.
That would be great. I mean, we got the Uber driver in an interview. I mean, honestly.
Oh my god, I lost it when Cricket was like, have you ever heard the term gay for pay?
So I
it was just
cried.
A question. Like, oh, my god.
Oh, Cricket is my everything.
Like, I need, like, I'm so sad that there's not more of Cricket. And I know I'm holding out hope since his spirit's residing, but I feel like, I don't know if we're going to get any more, but...
One can hope.
Also, the Butcher puts a lot of faith in this voodoo witch, which, okay, what is she? Is she a ghost, or is she still magical and can be killed? Because Matt ran out there with a gun. I'm like, what are you going to do with this gun to fight ghosts? Like, you just feel better having a gun, or, like...
I'm sorry to inform you, you're not a Winchester, so stop.
If it's not salt rounds, I really don't know what you're doing with your life.
Oh, God. Hey, maybe Evan's the paranormal investigator. Ooh. Maybe he's the witch hunter.
Winchester.
Yes! Oh, my God, we're calling it, if Evan's a witch hunter, you heard it here first.
Yes.
Oh, God.
I'm here for it.
Oh, yeah. I'm excited. But I don't even know what her backstory was. Like, because I had to read to comprehend, and I'm still not sure.
So,
there's, like, mixing of magic.
What I got is she was on a ship that was plagued with sickness. Mm-hmm. And she was, like, one of the only ones to survive, maybe? Or, like, a lot of people died, and she was fine, so they thought she was a witch. So they were going to burn her at the stake. And then I guess she was a witch? Or she just became a witch? And just murdered a bunch of people?
You explaining this is me trying to figure it out, basically.
Yeah, I mean, I'm trying here. I'm trying really hard to make sense of it. Because she was like... Because they keep mentioning these older gods and, like, religions... older and more evil than, like, the devil and all that. So, I'm feeling, like, honestly, I am relying on my supernatural knowledge of, like, all the druids and, like, basically what I got was the Scarecrow episode when the apple farm.
Yes.
That's pretty much where all my knowledge is coming from right now. So,
I mean, there's some pretty good parallels there, so.
There really is. They ate the apples things, which I don't even know. What were those fruits? Well,
I don't know,
that?
But it was looking a little sketchy.
I wouldn't have eaten that. And,
no.
And the fact that she wasn't eating one.
Big red flag.
Ambrose, get your shit together, sir. Like, come on.
Like, y'all just banished her, and now she's not eating the strange-looking fruit? Okay.
And she gives you hers. Like, here, son, eat this. No. You brought this on yourself, Ambrose. I don't feel sorry.
This is
for
your
you.
Fault.
You stupid.
You made a bad call.
You tried, but A for effort, U for execution. Like, you could do better.
You did not impress.
That's lucky you're. It's a good thing you're pretty.
Really, though? Oh, Ambrose.
I want to learn more about these other colonists, though. And I guess...
Me too.
So, do they not have free will? I'm assuming they don't have free will. Like, that's my...
Yeah, I'm gonna assume so. Because that just makes sense at this point.
Yeah. I don't... Well, yeah, because I think she even said something about, like... You'll follow me in the next life or be my slaves or whatever, so. Which is why I'm saying I see a little twinge of guilt in those super bearded eyes.
I see what you're saying. I could buy it, for sure.
I'm selling it.
We will keep pitching it until...
until I'm proven wrong.
No, I mean, that sounds about right. And, I want to know what's going on with these colonists. And I want to know why nobody is worried about Lee.
Lee's in jail. She's the safest person on this show right now.
Like, they're, like, just got her framed for murder, but, like, whatever.
I mean,
Lee's fine.
She hasn't been charged with anything. She's just being held. What is it that they call it? Like, they can hold you for, like, what, 48 hours or whatever? With probable cause. I don't know. I'm going to my, bones right now. you know, you learn so much from TV shows. Like, really.
Yeah.
But, yeah, Lee's honestly the safest person right now. But Flora's back and alive. Or is she? Dun, dun, dun.
That is the question.
Like, honestly, is she alive? Is this like a murder house where she don't know she's dead?
That would be great.
That'd be hilarious because of all this effort that they've gone through and she's already dead.
I know, they're like, damn it, Flora!
Like, honestly, that'd be pretty funny.
It would be.
But yeah, so...
But we're all so evil, so...
Yeah. And for the longest time, I have to admit, I thought Lady Gaga had a chicken butt on her head, but I realized it was derailleurs.
You thought it was a chicken butt?
Like, I thought it was, like, chicken legs. Because the antlers are so little, so I thought they were, like, chicken feet.
Aww. So adorable.
Like, honestly, I had to stare at it for quite some time. I'm like, why would they put a chicken butt on her head? That looks so stupid. I'm like, oh, wait, it's a deer skull. Okay. This makes
sense. Now, was her hair red in past episodes, or...
Yeah.
Okay, because, I must have not realized, because, I was in another room, and, I could hear it start, and I was, yelling to my brother, tell me what's happening, and he's like, some lady with red hair is doing something, and I'm like, who has red hair?
Yeah, I think...
Is it new?
I think because in her other scenes, it's always been really dark, and all you've seen, and it's always been by, firelight, so really this is, the first that we actually really saw her, in the daytime.
That's fair.
So, it's understandable. I mean, that's probably why I thought she had a chicken butt on her head, because the lighting. The lighting
that's true.
Is bad in these flashbacks.
That's very true.
Just saying. Chicken butts and deer antlers look the same, guys.
Mm-hmm. Now you know.
Now you know. It's deer antlers.
Is there anything else?
Shelby's stupid. What?
Yeah, let's just reiterate how dumb Shelby is.
I don't know why I was going in those woods again. Bolts into the woods, literally takes off.
I'm like, Shelby, really, what is going on?
It's a good thing you're pretty. Literally, that's the only thing these people have going for them. It's a good thing you're pretty.
At least you're pretty, honey.
And then I don't get why Matt is the target. I guess because he's the only guy there, but...
I mean, by default.
Honestly, I think that's it. He's the only guy left alive.
That's pretty much it, I think, honestly. I mean, Cricket did offer him up, so...
Yep. Cricket knows when to make the right sacrifices for the greater good.
That's right. He does. And he made the ultimate sacrifice.
First off, he's a dumbass. Well, okay, you know what? I'm gonna blame Flora. This is why you don't have kids. Because they're stupid. And they run out into the road, almost get hit by a car. And then they keep running when someone's like, Flora, come back, let me help you. No, mm-hmm. I'm just gonna keep running into the woods that I've been held captive by ghosts in for the past however long it's been. And what was she eating? What was this kid? Who fed this kid? Where'd she get water? God. She should be dead, honestly. She should be dead.
She should be. Maybe
Not
she
Cricket.
Is.
Cricket shouldn't be dead. Flora should be dead.
Can we trade Flora, Shelby, and Matt for Cricket?
Please.
But, actually, can we?
Not actually. I just want Cricket, solving all the ghost problems as a site, as a medium.
Yes. Please.
Okay, I'm gonna need you to pay me in, whatever.
It's like, well, what do you mean you don't have Amex? Oh, God, I need it.
I do. I just need a Cricket spinoff or, a Cricket mini web series. I don't care.
Yes, can we fund the web series? Like, well, I don't know what you want me to tell Pim.
I need it in my life. That's it.
Oh, God. We'll start a GoFundMe.
Well, you know what? Mind. He can be the mediator. Like, yes. All right, listen, your son is very mad because you kill people.
Why are you giving people strange fruit? No, I don't want to stay for dinner.
Oh my God. I can't. I need it so bad.
I would like to speak to someone about this, please.
Ryan Murphy, because I know you are obviously listening to this.
For sure.
Get on that.
We're going to tweet it to you relentlessly.
Yes.
But, I mean, really, I think that was chapter 4.
I mean, that was pretty much it.
I mean, that was chapter 4, really. Yep. So, I think we're going to wrap it up. Let's gonna watch the episode for chapter 5 and then report on Evan, because we know that's what we're really going to talk about.
Honestly.
So, I'm excited. Let's figure out what's going to go on. Pray for Cricket, everyone. Pray for Cricket 2K16.
Cricket.
But thank you guys for listening.
Matt and Shelby get a little smarter. You know what? Honestly, you know what's honestly going to piss me off the most is if they're this stupid the entire time and they still survived.
I know! I like hate it, because I'm like, you are literally breaking every single rule. Why are you alive?
Like, I just don't get it.
I don't know. Maybe there's going to be some kind of twist. I mean, he did say episode 6 is going to be a big twist, so next week. I don't know. We'll see.
We shall see. Maybe they're all dead, and they're all ghosts thinking they're filming this special on their lives. And that's mm-hmm. just, mm-hmm. no, that's total bullshit. I'm not even going to finish that.
And with that, we say goodbye. You heard it here first, guys.
Cricket spinoffs.
Evan is a witch hunter. You heard it here first.
It's all I need.
Yes. Make it happen. But thank you guys for listening. We'll be back to talk about chapter 5. And thanks for listening, everybody. Goodbye.
Bye.